Programs will enter all data according to WIOA regulations, but the division will do the cohort determinations and data matching for both federal and program performance reporting. Programs and staff will not have to worry about additional work on their end. For program performance purposes, most of what we measure will remain the same. The division will continue to treat the whole program year as one period of participation, combining hours if there is a gap in service, and thus the student will only be included once for each applicable indicator cohort. Educational gains will still be determined by post-test results only. Employment will be measured in the second quarter after exit for both those entering and those retaining employment. Students without Social Security numbers or not in the labor force will still be excluded for the time being. The secondary cohort will still include exited students that took all the high school equivalency tests, but will not require employment or entry into post-secondary education or training for a successful match. Post-secondary credential cohort will only track exited students with secondary credentials to see if they entered into post-secondary education or training. Note, median wages will be an informal program performance indicator.